A venerable Jewish voice for peace. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. The Israeli assault on the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip has entered its fourth week. This military attack, waged by land, sea, and air, has been going on longer than the devastating assault in 2008 and 2009, which killed more than 1,400 Palestinians. The death toll in this current attack is at least 1,300, overwhelmingly civilians. As this column was being written, the United Nations confirmed that a UN school in Gaza, where thousands of civilians were seeking shelter, was bombed by the Israeli Defense Forces, killing at least 20 people. The United Nations says it reported the exact coordinates of the shelter to the Israeli military 17 times. Henry Siegman, a venerable dean of American Jewish thought and president of the U.S. Middle East Project, sat down for an interview with the Democracy Now! NewsHour. An ordained rabbi, Siegman is the former executive director of the American Jewish Congress and former executive head of the Synagogue Council of America, two of the major mainstream Jewish organizations in the United States. He says the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories must end.
There is a Talmudic saying in Pirkei Avot, the Ethics of the Fathers, Al tadin et chavercha ad shetagia limkomo. Don't judge your neighbor until you can imagine yourself in his place. So my first question when I deal with any issue related to the Israeli-Palestinian issue, what if we were in their place? What if the situation were reversed and the Jewish population were locked into, were told, here you have less than 2% of Palestine, so now behave, no more resistance, and let us deal with the rest. Is there any Jew who would have said this is a reasonable proposition?
Siegman elaborated.
On the face of it, Israel has a right to do what it's doing now, and of course it's been affirmed by even the President of the United States repeatedly, that no country would agree to live with that kind of a threat repeatedly hanging over it. But what he doesn't add, and what perverts this principle, undermines the principle, is that no country and no people would live the way Gazans have been made to live. And consequently, this moral equation, which puts Israel on top as the victim that has to act to prevent its situation from continuing that way. And the Palestinians in Gaza, or Hamas, the organization responsible for Gaza, who are the attackers, our media rarely ever points out that these are people who have a right to live a decent, normal life, too. And they, too, must think, what can we do to put an end to this?
Born in Germany in 1930, Henry Siegman and his family were persecuted by the Nazis.
I lived 2 years under Nazi occupation, most of it running from place to place and in hiding. I always thought that the important lesson of the Holocaust is not that there is evil, that there are evil people in this world, who could do the most unimaginably cruel things. That was not the great lesson of the Holocaust. The great lesson of the Holocaust is that decent, cultured people, people we would otherwise consider good people, can allow such evil to prevail. That the German public, these were not monsters. But it was okay with them that the Nazi machine did what it did.
Siegman's father was a leader of the European Zionist movement, which sought a national homeland for the Jewish people. Siegman says,
I was an ardent Zionist. I recall on the ship coming over, we were coming to America, and I was writing poetry and songs, and I was 10 years old, 11 years old, about the blue sky of Palestine. In those days, we referred to it as Palestine.
Henry Siegman became a prominent leader in American Jewish life. When I asked him to reflect on the current assault on Gaza, he said,
it's disastrous. It's disastrous, both in political terms, which is to say the situation cannot conceivably, certainly in the short run, lead to any positive results, to an improvement in the lives of either Israelis or Palestinians. And of course, it's disastrous in humanitarian terms, the kind of slaughter that's taking place there, when one thinks that this is what is necessary for Israel to survive, that the Zionist dream is based on the slaughter of the repeated slaughter of innocents on a scale that we're watching these days on television. That is really a profound, profound crisis in should be a profound crisis in the thinking of all of us who were committed to the establishment of the state and to its success.
I asked Henry Siegman to watch a clip from CBS's Face the Nation. The show's host, Bob Schieffer, recently closed the program by saying,
"In the Middle East, the Palestinian people find themselves in the grip of a terrorist group that has embarked on a strategy to get its own children killed in order to build sympathy for its cause, a strategy that might actually be working, at least in some quarters." Last week, I found a quote of many years ago by Golda Meir, one of Israel's early leaders, which might have been said yesterday. "We can forgive the Arabs for killing our children," she said, "but we can never forgive them for forcing us to kill their children."
Siegman said he'd seen the broadcast. He replied,
"I knew her, and I heard her when she made that statement. And I thought then, and think now, that it is an embarrassingly hypocritical statement. Statement was made by a woman who also said, "Palestinians? There are no Palestinians. I am a Palestinian." If you don't want to kill Palestinians, if that's what pains you so much, you don't have to kill them. You can give them their rights, and you can end the occupation. And to put the blame for the occupation and for the killing of innocents that we are seeing in Gaza now on the Palestinians, why? Because they want a state of their own. They want what Jews wanted and achieved. I find that, to put it mildly, less than admirable. There is something deeply hypocritical about that original statement, about repeating it on the air over here as a great moral insult.
As the United States resupplies Israel with ammunition, more than 300 children in Gaza have been killed. Instead of providing weapons, the U.S. and the rest of the world should pressure Israel to stop the slaughter. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.